Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Pesachim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Beschos Esar Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher Afan Zivig Hagon Bekarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Ches tells us Shishi Dvarm Asu Anshei Yerichai. There are six things that the people of Yerichai did Al Shloisha Michu Biadam, Val Shloisha Loi Michu Biadam. Regarding three of these things, the Chacham were Meicheh. They protested, and for three of these things, they didn't protest, but they still weren't happy about it. Number one has to do with Pesach, and the remaining five have nothing to do with Pesach. Meluhein Shloi Michu Biadam. These are the ones that they did not protest. And again, just because they didn't protest, it doesn't mean that they were happy. They were not happy about this. Markivan de Kalim Kalayim. They were grafting date palm trees all day. The people of Yerichai were experts at grafting date palms, and they would do this work the entire day Erev Pesach. Now, it's an important thing to do this grafting, because if they miss it even by a day, the whole thing could be ruined. But even so, the Chum were not happy about it. V'karchan es Shema, they would wrap Shema. What does it mean they would wrap Shema? Either that means that they would skip Baruch Shem Kvar Mechusay Lo'el Amvayed, and they would just go from Shema directly into V'hayim Shemaya, or it means that they wouldn't elongate the word Echad, which we know we're supposed to, and they would just finish Echad and keep on going. And lastly, v'kutzrin v'gudshin l'fnei ha'omer, they would harvest grain and pile it into a pile before the carbon omer was brought. We know that no grain is allowed to be harvested before the carbon omer is harvested. The carbon omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, except if this grain is unable to be used for the carbon omer, so then it is allowed to be harvested, but it is not allowed to be made into a gudish, into a pile. And they would not only harvest their grain, but they would also make it into a pile. And as we had already said, that regarding all these three things, v'lo michu biyadam, the chacham were not meicheh. They didn't protest. V'lo shemichu biyadam, the Chacham did protest the following things. Matirin Gamzei Shel Hekdesh, they permitted using the branches of kerb trees and sycamore trees of Hekdesh. Now, why did they permit using the branches? So they said as follows. Look, our ancestors were makdish these trees because people were coming and just cutting the trees down. So they were makdish the tree, but they were only makdish the trunk and the thick branches of the tree, but they never had intention to be makdish the small, young branches of the tree, so they decided that it was okay to cut them and use them for themselves. Number two, V'ayachim Tachasan Asharim B'Shabbos. They would eat underneath a tree from the fruits that had fallen off the tree, and they would eat these fruits on Shabbos. Now, we're besafik regarding these fruits that had fallen off the tree. Did they fall off before Shabbos, and they'd be permitted to eat on Shabbos? Or did they fall off on Shabbos, and it would be usher to eat them on Shabbos? But they ate them anyway. And they would also leave peah for their vegetables. We know that a field of vegetables does not need to have peah left of it. That's because the only thing that's chayav in peah is something which is stored away for a long time. But most vegetables are not stored for long periods of time, so they're not chayav in peah, and they would leave peah for their vegetables. Now, that might sound like a very nice thing, but the problem is as follows. Peah is pater from Iser, and by them leaving peah in a situation where they're not supposed to, the Aniyim that are taking this peah think that it's pater from Iser, and then we take Iser off of it, and that's a problem. And as we said, Umichu B'Yadim Chachamim, the Chum protested all these practices. And now Mishnah Tes continues with the theme of this Mishnah. Shisha Dvarm Asa Chizkiyah HaMelech. There were six things that Chizkiyah HaMelech did. Al Shlesha Haidulai, Val Shlesha Loi Haidulai. There were three things that the Chum agreed to him. Good job, thumbs up. But on three of them, he didn't. Number one, Ger Atzmais Aviv Al Mita Shel Chavalim. He dragged the bones of his father on a bed made out of ropes. V'haidulai, and they admitted to him that was a good idea. His father was Achaz HaMelech, who was a wicked king, and in order to embarrass his father and to be mechaper for him to some extent, he did this degrading thing to his father after he passed away by putting him on this bed of ropes, which is not even a chashev bed, and he dragged him all over the place, and they said that that was a good idea. Number two, Kites Nechash HaNechashes V'haidulai. He ground up the copper snake, and they agreed to him that that was a good idea. What's this copper snake? So we know that in Midbar, Am Yisrael complained, Hashem sent snakes to bite them, and in order to end this, Moshe Rabbeinu made a copper snake on a pole and placed it in the middle of the camp, and anyone who was bitten would look at the snake, and because of looking at the snake, he would then daven to Hashem, and Hashem would heal him. Now, over time, this Nechash Nechashes, this copper snake, became somewhat of a Avodah Zarah in and of itself, so therefore he ground it up. And number three, Ganaz Sefer Refuahs V'Hadulai. He hid away the Sefer Refuahs, and they agreed to him that that was a good idea. What was the Sefer Refuahs? So it was Miyuchas to Shlomo HaMelech, and it had a whole bunch of remedies for many different sicknesses and illnesses. Now, people had stopped relying on Hashem. When they got sick, they said, oh, no problem. We'll just open up Shlomo HaMelech's Sefer Refuahs, and we'll find a refuah for it. And they didn't dive into Hashem, so he hid it away. And they said that that's a good idea. However, there were three things that he did that they did not give a thumbs up to. Number one, he peeled off the gold coating of the doors of the Heichal and sent them to the king of Ashur in an attempt to bribe him not to wage war with Am Yisrael, and they didn't agree to this because they said, you should rely on Hashem. Hashem can help you. Number two, Sasa Megichain Ho'elyon V'loy Haidulai. He sealed up the waters of the upper Gichain. This was a spring, and they didn't agree to him. He did this because if the king of Asher came to wage war, he didn't want him to find ample water, but they didn't agree to him because why should he do this? He should just rely on Hashem. And lastly, Iber Nisan B'Nisan V'loy Haidulai. He extended Nisan in Nisan, which means he extended a year once it had already turned Nisan. And we know you're only supposed to extend a year in Adar, but once it turns Nisan, you're not allowed to extend it, and he did so anyway, and they didn't agree to him. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.